Hey everyone, this is Randy Coggins II. I'm so excited that you are listening to this podcast today, and I'm very excited about the subject that we're talking about today, the promise of long life. What a powerful and great promise of God that we have. You know, I was speaking the other day, I told my wife, I'm going to live till I'm 120 years old. I'm getting everything that God has for me. Because in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 15, it reads something like this, that by his death, he might free those who were held in slavery by their fear of death. I want to talk to you for a moment. You know, if you ever had a close friend, a close relative, or a parent even that may have died when you were young, or you may be living with that unspoken fear that you won't live longer than they did. And I've talked to a lot of people who have faced that before. And the Bible addresses this because it says only by dying he could break the power of death and set free all who have lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. You are not to be fearful of death, because you have to realize, it says in the Word of God, when your work on earth is done, God promotes you to a home in heaven. Imagine your dream home right now, and then add the words far better. Philippians chapter 1, verse 23. And who is the architect, the builder, or the designer of this home? Jesus is, because he says in the Word of God, I go to prepare a place for you. And then that was in John chapter 14, verse 2. But also, by disobeying God, you can shorten your life. By honoring him, you can lengthen it. I'm going to say that one more time. By disobeying God, you can shorten your life. But by honoring God, you can lengthen your life, or in other words, make it longer. King Hezekiah proved this. Fighting illness and facing death, he cried out to God, remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, and have done what is good in your eyes. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 3. And God answered back to King Hezekiah, and he said, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you, and I will add 15 years to your life. That was verses 5 through 6 in 2 Kings chapter 20. And so you say, can God still heal today? Absolutely. James writes, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. So in other words, if there's any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. You shall lay hands on the sick and see them recover. And so that is the proof there is healing. God can still heal today. So if you're worried about dying, stand on God's word. Psalms chapter 91, verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I decree and declare that you are walking into a long-lived life in Jesus' name. The fear of death is no more in your life, in your mind, in your spirit, in Jesus' name. We decree that and declare that, and we break that spirit of fear over your life. You go ahead and start decreeing that you're going to live a long life. You go ahead and do what God is telling you to do, and watch how he will begin to lengthen your life like never before. But watch this. You have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of your body. You have to exercise, eat right, and you have to do your part to live that long life. But you also have to obey God and do what he's called you to do. And that reward is long life here on this earth. And I decree and declare, let's pray right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you that my dear friend and my dear partner is listening right now. I thank you that the head and not the tail, they are above and not beneath. Everything that they touch is going to prosper. And God, right now we decree and declare long life in every area of their life. Let them know that healing is for today, as we spoke about it in this teaching today. Let them know that they have been called and they are supposed to have a long-lived life, and let it be prosperous in every area. We decree it and we declare it right now in Jesus' mighty name. I love you. Stay connected with us at randycogginsministries.com. Sign up for our free email blast and mailing blast. Meet me in a city near you. Our calendar, our itinerary is up on the website, and stay connected with us. And again, until next time, always remember, one word from God can change your entire life. I love you, and I pray God's blessings over you. Bye-bye.